Thank you. anyway, so you're good for a while now. The ladies and maybe the guys were trying to plan a kayaking trip for May the 13th, which is a Saturday. So see me if you're interested, and hopefully that will happen because it's fun to worship out on the lake and have a good time, get a little exercise and fresh air. May the 20th, Iron Sharpens Iron, Men's Conference in Worcester. See Gary, Pastor Gary. Farmers Market opens May the 27th, before Memorial Day. Strawberry Missions Festival, June the 24th.
Nice banners.
Oh, is it up?
Yeah,
the banner's up?
That's awesome.
Okay, so get ready for that. Thanks to everyone who helped with the lot cleanup yesterday. And we have a pretty special birthday here. If you didn't see, there's a cake, and
yeah,
we're going to sing now or sing later?
We'll sing now, too.
Sing now, too? Okay, he's going to get it done.
Remember, if you are affiliated with any organization that is community-based and has a message or a mission, and they'd like to have a booth, that would be wonderful. Like, if they'd like to speak for a short 5-minute interval, that'd be even more wonderful. But we want to bring as many people from the community and the surrounding communities that are providing opportunities for mission work to participate. So please think, keep that in mind and sharpen up your MS piece.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, will there be a flyer in the near future that we can hand out to people who might be interested?
Yes, I can make flyers.
And send out on the internet too.
Yeah, yeah, we should put it on the cable.
Facebook is a good
advertisement.
We also have
a community website now. I'll make sure it gets
out
as well. I'm hoping for a lot of participation. I particularly love music too. So also, if you have musical skill or think you'd like to sing a song,
think you have musical skills.
Even if you don't have musical skills, sing a song and we'll take you into the itinerary.
If you don't think you have musical skills, you can sing with Joe, Charlie, and I.
The trio.
Anyone else? Okay. Moving on to prayer. Continued healing prayer for Gina Lynch and her family. Prayers for Barbara and Jack and Kelly Morn as they heal. Healing prayers for all those who have the flu. Prayers for those who battle Parkinson's. Continued prayers for our cancer warriors. Christina, Roger Kerboy, Dee and her husband. Prayers for Hannah Poulin, Baby Luke, Angelica Ward, Maya, and all her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and for the doctors and nurses for wisdom and guidance. Mm-hmm. Continued healing for Pat, Jay's stepdad. How's he doing?
He's doing all right. He's getting a little down, but he's doing good.
Good. Jackie's brother, Arthur, he's doing a little better? Or?
He's still in the hospital. He's healing, but he has to go next step, so.
Okay. Lynn Hood's dad, Sue Caleb, who's with us again.
Yeah.
Doing a little better. Looking good. Richard Learned, David Bull, George Vreeland, Missy Hagen, Priscilla Varney, Barbara Costa. Also, we want to add Margot Moy. She was... she's George's daughter. She was in a motorcycle accident and got banged up. And Cindy, your sister?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Sister Bev.
Bev?
Yeah. She's been in the hospital for a couple days.
Oh.
For colitis or something like that. Okay.
James' mom. Winnie.
Winnie? Yep. Yeah, okay, let's see.
My mom.
Linda? She okay?
She's emotionally sad because her best friend died last Sunday.
Aww.
And her mom was yesterday.
Anyone else?
Yeah, Mike Dewey was a teacher at Camp Taft for 3 years. Everybody liked the guy. He lost his wife last Monday.
Oh,
after a ferocious battle he had with cancer for about 2 years.
Dewey?
Okay, then if you can, please stand for the call to worship.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
It's good to be gathered all here in God's house. Now, it's an interesting thing. You get a lot of gifts in life. And it is my birthday. And having all you folks here today is probably the best gift you could have given me along the way. You know, you have a gift that doesn't erode with time or lessen in value. Friendships and family increase in time and increase in value. And sometimes we get waylaid along the way. Sometimes you know, things don't go right with your family or your friends. And we're going to talk about, Terry looked at the sermon title, and the sermon title is Making Up Is Hard to Do. Terry said, I think there was a song like that. I think there was. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about making up. We're talking about putting it back together because we're in Pentecost. And Christ rose, and when he rose from the dead, the church was spread out.
Amen.
Disciples were spread all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And he hung around and appeared so that not only would people believe, but he needed to reassemble that group. He needed to bring them all back together again so that they would work together for one purpose. And, it's like playing any sport. You know, you can't go out today to have practice and Charlie shows up in a soccer uniform and Joel's in a baseball uniform and Gail shows up with a tennis racket.
No, cheerleader, cheerleader.
You all gotta come and play for the same event.
Yeah.
So if you turn to 466, we'll read these are the facts. 466. Broken into paragraphs. I'm going to start on the right, on my right this time, your left. You folks will read the first paragraph and then back and forth till the end and the last paragraph we'll read all together. You folks over here reading, these are the
facts as we have received them. These are the truths that the Christian believes. This is the basis of all our preaching. Christ died for sinners and rose from the tomb.
These are the
facts as we have received them. Christ has fulfilled what the scriptures foretold. Adam's whole family in death had been sleeping. Christ through his rising restores us to life. These are the facts as we have received them. We with our Savior have died on the cross. Now having risen our Lord Jesus in us, give us the Spirit and makes us his own.
These are the
facts as we have received them. We shall be changed in the blink of an eye. Trumpets shall sound as we face life immortal. This is the victory through Jesus our Lord.
Together.
These are the facts that we have received them. These are the truths that the Christian believes. This is the basis of all of our preaching. Christ died for sinners and rose from the tomb. Amen.
Glorious.
Amen. And that's the facts.
That's
the fact. Now, years ago, there was the old police show. And, you know, Defective Friday used to say, I want the facts and nothing but the facts.
Just the facts.
Just the facts.
Dragnet.
And these are the facts. And we get convoluted along the way. We get convoluted. This could be, this might be.
Ultimately, yeah.
These are the facts. These are the facts. And that's the deal. Don't get misled. Don't get side issues. It's not Chinese algebra. God knew we weren't that smart. God knew we weren't that smart. So sometimes we become educated beyond our ability to comprehend. We want to make it hard. It's not hard. God loves you right now.
Amen.
Just the way you
Amen.
Are. You know, he loves you with your boo-boos. He loves you with your good habits. He loves you with your bad habits. and you are a work in progress.
Amen.
And you move along, and that's the ticket. That's the ticket. God loves you so that if you go home right now, you're ready. Because God knows who you are, where you're standing, that you're ready to go. So join with me in prayer. Father, we come and we're so thankful for the fact. We're so thankful that you loved us enough to send your son to die and rise for us so that we could live forever. We thank you, Father, that this is a glorious day and we live in a great nation that allows us to assemble open and free.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, for all the folks that have been touched by the prayers lifted up for them this week and your healing hand upon them. Mm-hmm. We're thankful, Father, for all the folks that had mishaps and are here and that are continuing to move forward. We pray for those, the folks that are traveling, Lord, that you keep them safe. But now, Father, as we sit in this pew and recharge our batteries, as we hear your voice, Father, and as we move forward to do your work, we ask, Father, that you clear our minds, that we be open and hear your voice and hear the message, because the message is special for each person. And so, Father, as we gather to be renewed, we gather in a prayer that your son Jesus taught us when he said,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Talk about abundance. But this time of year, I want to talk a little bit about stewardship. I want to talk about stewardship. God gives us things that we're supposed to take care of. We did some lot work yesterday. I went back home and did some work around my place. But God gives you things. Sometimes we spend too much time looking for things that we want or we desire, and we don't take care of the things that we have. We tell our kids, you know, give them stuff and you tell them, hey, take care of that. That's going to last a while. Hey, you know, this is what you've got. Take care of it. Hey, watch out for your little brother, your little sister. You know, watch over one another. My oldest brother, Howard, used to say that my dad gave him an impossible mission. Take care of my brother, Roy. You know, because if anything went wrong, Howard said, oh, it was always his fault. God gives us gifts. God gives us material things and gives us immaterial things, gives us the ability to share our light and love of Jesus Christ with everybody else. That's a gift.
Mm.
So today, as you share from your abundance, because you're abundantly blessed, on a prayer request, I didn't put them in, but this morning on the news, it was millions of people that are affected by the weather today here in the States. That weather conditions with floods and Oklahoma had hail and there's a lot of natural disasters going across the country. We are blessed. When you walk out that door, look at that lot. When you're across the street of the lot, look at the little church on the hill. We are blessed and blessed abundantly, and we need to be stewards. We need to look to take care of the things that we have and to make them better useful tools for the work of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We'll receive the morning offering.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you.
we come each week. We come knowing that we only return a small portion of you of what you've blessed us with.
Mm.
We ask that we would be good stewards of this offering. That we take this and utilize it so that we could multiply, magnify, uplift, and motivate, and reach out to those that we haven't touched.
Mm.
That we can expand the ministries that we have, that we would all be participators and not spectators. We lift these gifts up to you through your Son, Jesus. In his name we ask them to be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
All the children, come on down front.
Oh, yeah.
All the children, come on down front.
Yeah.
Country singers.
Amen, brother. Good morning, good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Today we're going to, the service is going to talk about Peter and Jesus. Now you folks are all in school. Do you have best friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of the thing today, you see people talk about their besties, driving me crazy. I got more friends than Carter's got the little pills. I've got folks that I grew up with, folks that I lean on, but all my friends are my best friends. Along the way, Jesus had 12 men with him, and they walked with him and worked with him and stayed with him, and all these folks were in his troop along the way, and they're having a conversation, and Jesus is trying to prepare the disciples because he knows he's going to be beaten and he's going to be crucified, and along the way, one of his disciples, named Peter, says, I'm yours. I'm going to hang tough with you no matter what happens. And Jesus says, you're going to deny me 3 times. And Peter's like, no way. No way. I'm there till the end. Now, have you ever had a friend that was one of your friends and then all of a sudden wasn't your friend anymore? You know, I remember my granddaughter this past week. My wife picked her up at daycare and she came out. How was your day? And she said, Michael said he don't want to be my friend no more. Michael said he don't want to play with me no more. He don't want to be my friend.
Ever happened?
Yeah. Not fun, huh? Not fun. But it happens to even big people. It happens to big people. Where you form alliances along the way and you think you got folks you can count on and something tough comes up and they break camp and run away. But they don't cease to exist. Families have that happen. So in today's scripture, Jesus has been raised, and the disciples go out and they go fishing. One of my favorite things to do. One of my favorite things to do, they go fishing. And during this time of fishing, Jesus comes and blesses them with a big catch, and Peter, realizing it's Jesus, swims in the shore. And Jesus and Peter have fish. And in the Bible, when you look up the verse, it says, Peter reinstated. And sometimes you do the extra things to try and heal a relationship along the way, and Jesus does it. Now my wife's going to come up. She doesn't know.
Surprise!
This past week, my little granddaughter, AJ, she thinks I'm pretty cool. And we were out on the porch hanging out. And my dog, some of you folks have seen my English setter. He loves everybody. But AJ's playing with the dog, and he's all trimmed up, and she's hugging him and talking to him. And she got down real low and looked him in the face, and I said to her, AJ, don't look in the dog's face like that. I don't think he would bite you. But don't do that. Don't do that to any dog ever. Big people and little people. I've seen more folks get bit in the face by little dogs along the way because they think they can put their face right up to them. And I didn't know that I hurt AJ's feelings, but she went in and found Grandma. And you can talk.
And then AJ came in, she looked ill. And I said, AJ, are you okay? She goes, and he said, Poppy. He said, I went to Remy. I go, Poppy, go, no, don't do that. And he goes, Poppy yelled at me, and then she said, and I said, well, I said, AJ, I said, said, why don't we try to get that figured out? So we went onto the porch and Poppy explained it again. She came in, she goes, whoever help me. She goes, I wanna make something for Poppy. So she got her dishes, out, and she made the little plate dishes, made him some coffee and some made a little plate of pretend food. Then she goes, and get me my little thing up there, please. And so I got her a little jewelry box thing. She goes, I want to give Poppy a necklace. She goes, what do you think his favorite color is? Blue, you think? And I said, I think blue. She goes, okay. She goes, I want to do that. She goes, because I love Poppy.
And he really messed this up.
He's trying to help her out.
Well, you got the phone good.
So she came out, went out of her way to give me this blue necklace and to give me the make-believe coffee and the make-believe food. But she loved it. God's the same way. God loves you unconditionally. Jesus brought Peter back in. Jesus brought him back in. And the big people are going to stay for the rest of the lesson. Although they probably are paying better attention to this part of the lesson. But that's what God does. You're never so bad, you're never so far away, you're never so broken that God doesn't say, I want you back in. I want to bring you back in, and I want you with me always because I love you. So let's pray. Father, bless the children as they go back to Mrs. Jettyland, lift them up. Help them to always know that regardless of where they are in life, that God wants us back. Because God's house is a hospital for the sick, not a place for the folks that are well. We ask, Father, that you bless these children, help them to grow strong and healthy. Help their minds to be filled with your word and your love so that they can share. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I want to discuss what you did to AJ.
And Howard White, you're guiltier of putting your face in front of dogs than anybody else I know.
It just licks me like crazy.
But they sing to him, so that's good. That
was funny. I did the bulletin outline. Karen generally does the kids' sermons and stuff. After hanging out with AJ, I said, hey, I think I'm going to do the kids' sermon this week. She said, that's good, because I drew black.
There you go.
Okay, you want to do 471?
Yes, sure.
Kind of like 471, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yes, absolutely. How
many verses are that, Charlie?
There's four.
There's four? We're going to do first and last with enthusiasm.
Okay, we'll try.
Thomas called the twin Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon and Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, "We are going with you also." They went out and immediately got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any food?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it, and plunged into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish. Then, as soon as they had come to land, they saw a coal of fires there, and fish laid on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have just caught." Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land, full of large fish, 153.
Wow.
And though there were so many, the net was not broken. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat breakfast." Yet none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" knowing it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took the bread and gave it to them, and likewise the fish. This is now the third time Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to them, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me." Then Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following. Look, who also had learned on his breast at the supper, and said, "Lord, who is the one who betrays you?" Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, "But Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me."
Amen.
Then this saying went out among the brethren that this disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but if I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you?
Mm-hmm.
This is the disciple who testifies these things and wrote these things, and we will know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen.
Amen.
This has been our reading of our Lord's holy word.
Amen.
A lot of chapter. But if you break it up, you miss stuff along the way. Can I go to prayer? And lift up all the folks in the bulletin, the folks that you have brought, that you want to lift up and pray. Lift up Joyce. Lots of Joyce. And then we got Margo got banged up on a bike yesterday, but is his home and is recovering. Got a lot of folks here that we prayed for that are here and doing well. Gina Lynch is continuing to make progress. I visited with Ian a little bit via Facebook, and she's still in a respiratory facility and still has issues with viruses, but her breathing is coming along better, and she doesn't have a lot of the other machines supporting her along the way now. I was up with Barbara. Barbara's going to go to Sinai tomorrow for a consult that looks like they may do surgery on her foot because the rehab on her foot, the foot's starting to go back into place, but it's very, very slow and she can't walk with the foot bent down the way that it is. So Sinai may look at a surgical procedure tomorrow where they can get the foot in place and stretch the Achilles all at the same time. Flu bugs, Rich Learning's doing better. If you start to feel like you have the flu, odds are you probably do and probably should go see a doctor. You probably shouldn't sit home and think that it's going to get better, particularly with all the folks that we prayed for who the flu bug has caused complications with. And so come join with me as we gather together. Prepare for the rest of the sermon and prepare for the week. Father, we lift up all the folks on our prayer list. We're so thankful for the wondrous works that you do. We're thankful for the healing that occurs and for the opportunities that come along. We lift up all of these folks and we pray for Barbara and Jack as they go for a surgical consult. And Father, they do great things at Sinai Hospital. And I personally think that's a good idea for the surgery on her foot, but I pray for your wisdom, Father, because you're a whole lot smarter than me or the doctors. Ask, Father, for healing for all the folks on our prayer list and for the folks that have been brought to the prayer list. We pray for all our folks that are traveling. We pray for our nation and all the folks that are impacted by the weather and as it spreads across the country. We pray for the opportunity for your work to occur as these tragedies go on across the land. We pray for our nation and for our leaders, local and national. We pray for wisdom and that you would share this wisdom and that they would absorb it and then do your work and follow your lead. We pray for our military personnel that are spread around the globe, for their families that wait. We pray for the police and firefighters and EMTs and first responders that walk into harm's way purposely to keep other people safe. And Father, we ask it each day that it would be a national day of prayer. This national day of prayer is coming up this week, Father. And we shouldn't have to have a special holiday. It's nice that we have a special holiday, but as Christians, we should have a national day of prayer each day. And now, Father, we add our own individual prayers.
Dear Father, have to thank you for being able to take it away for example. Thank you for healing the Lord. Thank you for encouragement. And help you to follow in the footsteps.
Father God, Lord, it's been on my heart as the USS Carl Vinson is in the operating area of Korea. Lord, that saying, give the leaders sanity. As 30,000 of our troops are in South Korea and 50,000 are in the area, Lord, just we pray that even though we know there's wars and rumors of wars, Lord, that you be glorified in all of this and keep everybody out of harm's way. And just please, God, protect them and stop the war before it starts and by some miscalculation, Lord. But we know that, you know, if God is with us, who can be against us, Lord, and have us to do what we're supposed to be doing here and our mission at home. Lord, bless this day and everything we do and say. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, thank you for this beautiful day you've given us and blessed us, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to hear and worship you in spirit and truth. And Father, we pray continue to watch over us as we just take our steps, Lord, towards you and also to worship you and follow you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, dear Lord, for this church, this community.
know, when I ask for healing for all those that have killed, for all the bugs to be gone, you know, and blown away. And then I have my sister, who has been, and Beverly, to this, their chair. You know, there needs to be more people, all of us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Dear Father, just really thankful for each person that's here. I especially am grateful for our friend Josh, who's here.
He said so much to help our little church. So many times he's been over here working on the furnace and doing other things. And I'm so thankful that he can be with us. Prayers for Winnie, Jane's mom, that you'll help her for each day to have contentment and healing. Pray for Jane, that you'll help her as she cares for her mom. Pray for Margo, please give her bumps and bruises fast. And pray, you know, that George, you know, counts on her for so much. Pray for Bev, that you'll Cindy's sister, that will so heal her and help her to go home soon. And today I want to thank you for my husband, care that you've given me. I pray that you'll bless me with many, many, many more years. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of this beautiful spring day, Lord. We thank you for your word, Lord, the beauty of it, Lord. I read that beautiful chapter, Lord. Thank you for our pastor, Lord. I pray that you bless him on his birthday and every day, Lord. Pray for our dear sister Jane, Lord, and her mother, Lord, as we walk down the path that she was set before them with you, Father. That you bless them and watch over them. Pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful, beautiful day.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, dear God, for being with us always. We just pray that you will
help Beverly in the hospital, get her home soon again. Mm-hmm. Girl, she'd be coming better. Mm-hmm. God bless her and everyone else. Mm-hmm. God help us to do what we can. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we come each week. We come and join together here and with like-minded Christians around the world, and we lift up prayers and we lift up joys. And we lift up concerns and we lift up opportunities and we lift up and we lift up and we lift up. We pray for the return answer, Lord. We pray that we hear it, pray that we appreciate it. And we pray and echo Terry's prayer that people would take the opportunity to enjoy the beauty that's around them. For you walk and talk and breathe and role model and the sound of the peat frogs and the blossoms of the flowers and the fragrance of the day. For this truly is the day that you've made, Lord. And now, Father, we lift up all our prayers to you through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen. As soon as you got around them, it was like, I don't know how I'm going to make this work. Or you avoid being around them because somebody said something that hurt your little feelings, or you had something that hurt their feelings, or there was something that was done that separates you from that comfort level that you used to have. Nothing stinks more than that. There are a lot of things in life that are miserable, but having to go hang out with somebody or a group of folks where you don't feel comfortable is not fun. People avoid it. They avoid parties. They avoid family commitments. They avoid commitments with the church. You know, it's like, okay, well, you know, this person is going to be there, so I don't think I'm going to go. Disciples were all fractured. And among them was Peter. And 21, Ed read, Jesus appeared to the disciples beside the Lake of Galilee, and this is how it happened. That little pause is in there. Sometimes that all runs together. It makes the story hard to figure out. A group of us were there, Simon, Peter, Thomas, the twin, Nathaniel from Cana, and my brother James, and I and two other disciples. And they were there because Peter said, I'm going fishing. Peter said, I'm going fishing. I'm going to go do something that I know how to do. And you got to understand, some folks try and get away from work to relax. We were visiting before church, and Mike said to me, you need to get away. He said, I'm going to get away. I'm going to relax. And I got to tell you, I try and be on vacation as much of my time as I can. Some folks call it work. I call it vacation. Mm. I got boo-boos from yesterday. If you look at my hands there, show you that my eyesight probably isn't what it used to be. Because obviously I got briars and pickers and this kind of stuff. And it was from working across the street and working around my house. And working doesn't mean that it's not something that's fun. Peter was a commercial fisherman. He fished to make a living. But when he was stressed out, he said, let's go fishing. Let's go fishing. Let's go somewhere where I can be what I want to be. Because if you read the chapter, Peter fished with not very many clothes on. Yeah. Peter hung out with other guys on the boat and fished to rest and recreate, and they didn't catch no fish, but it didn't matter. Didn't matter till they were hungry. But it didn't matter that they weren't catching fish because they were renewing their souls and their spirit. And Jesus comes along. And all these guys are hanging out, and Jesus calls over and says, hey, how's the fishing? You got any fish? And they said, no. He said, throw your boat net out on the other side of the boat. They could have said no. They could have said no. Maybe this past week God called you and said, throw your net out on the other side of the boat. Quit doing the same old stuff the same old way. And if you were smart, you threw your net out because you'd catch fish. God would give you that opportunity to do something different along the way and open up the opportunity. And if you listen to God and change up just a little bit to what you're doing, you'll find out what these guys found out. They threw their nets out and the load was so heavy they couldn't draw it in. Bring some fish that you just caught. Simon Peter dragged the net ashore and there were 153 large fish.
Wow.
And the net hadn't caught. Not only God will give you the opportunity, but he will make your resources so you can accept that opportunity. Peter's so enthused that Jesus is there that he jumps off the boat and swims back in to be with Jesus. And he and Jesus sit down together. And Jesus is good. Jesus is good. He's there to be that peacemaker and bring Peter back in and reinstate him. And Jesus asked Peter the same thing he asked us. Simon, the son of John, do you love me? Jesus asks us that every day. Do you love me? Will you throw that net on the other side of the boat? Will you do what I ask you to do? And like Peter, we say, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus asks him three times. Why is he asking him three times?
Three different types of love.
Three different types of love, and three times Peter had denied Christ. It's the healing three for the three denials. It's the healing three. It's three different types of love. Jesus says, feed my lambs. Then Jesus repeats the question, Simon, do you really love me? Do you really love me? Then take care of my sheep. And once more he asked him, Simon, son of John, Living Version changes it up and says, are you even my friend? Are you even my friend? And Peter's grieved. He said, Lord, you know what's in my heart. You know that I love you. Sometimes even though Jesus knows, he wants us to stand up. To stand up and be counted. To stand up and say, yes, I love you. Yes, I'll follow you. And Jesus says to him, then feed my little sheep. What's interesting is, in this chapter, at the end of the chapter, when I was reading the end of the chapter, it says, and I suppose that if all the other events in Jesus' life were written, the whole world could hardly contain the books. Now, people think the Bible's a lot to read, a lot of stuff. Until you get to that book, and you realize that this is Monarch Clip Notes. This is the highlights. Because if the whole thing was written, we couldn't lug the book around. Making up hard to do, yet is going into places that God wants you to go hard some days, yet is it hard to find the party? Mike says, we ought to give you a rest. It's your birthday. We should give you a rest so that you didn't have to deliver a message and just jump right to the cake. Just go to the party.
It's coming.
But that pay attention when you talk to me. I do pay attention when you talk to me. But the party's every day. The party's all the time. It's kind of like the prodigal son story where the father says to the son that stayed and worked, listen up, you could have had a party anytime. I've given you the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad. Nowhere in the Bible does it say get up and be miserable. I didn't find that nowhere. Yeah. I found lots of stories about people different times getting up and turning out to have a miserable day. But I don't think there's a directive in the Old Testament or in the New Testament. But Betty, you've taken a lot of courses. Is that here anywhere that says get up and be miserable?
Arise and be a grump.
Get up and be grumpy. This is the day that the Lord has made. Go be a pain in the neck. I don't think it says that anywhere. No, I don't think so, but some folks act that way. I was visiting with somebody this week that's having a little issue with somebody else, and they said, you know, what makes me sad about the whole thing is they say that they're Christians, and yet they act like this, and And I said, well, you know, sometimes the God says your glass is half full, and people look at it and they say, no, Lord, that's half empty. And then they read the good word that says, go out and be a grump. Go out there. You know?
And they're doing their best, right?
After that, they say, yes, I am a born-again Christian, and I've got joy in my heart. Well, let it show flow through your face until the rest of your body. Because the rest of your body not sending out that message. But it happens to be my birthday. But my granddaughter thinks it's her birthday every time there's a birthday party.
Amen.
Doesn't matter when or who's having the party. AJ goes, you know, there'll be a cake, and AJ goes, my birthday. You're all Christians. You should feel that way.
That's right.
Every day that there's a party, that party's for you. That party's for you. It's provided by God. You know, and some of you are going to go out to eat afterwards, and you're going to have some fellowship over food. That's biblical. That's why we're Baptists. That's why we believe in baptism by immersion, and we believe in fellowship over food, and we believe that this is the day that the Lord has made. We should rejoice.
Amen.
Sometimes we forget that. This is the day the Lord has made. Oh, it's really, really hot. Some of you folks are going to go home, you know, or have gone home in the last couple of days. You prayed all winter for heat. In the last 2 days, you prayed for cool. God's confused. You asked for heat, I gave you heat. This is the day.
Right.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. And be that light. Be that smile. Be that love. And be the folks that be, you know, as the little kid said, you be Jesus today. Every day we should be Jesus. We should be that making up person. If you've got somebody that's separated from you for whatever reason, be the making up person.
Fishers of men.
Be the one that says, come on back in. I want you back in my camp. I don't want to re-lose that relationship with you. Will it ever be the same? Nah, probably not. Might be better.
Let's go fishing.
Might be better.
Amen.
And that's go fishing and fish for men.
Amen.
We're going to close with a song you should sing each day that you get up in here. And you've got the scripture that says, I'm going to be a grump. You're going to sing 538, I need thee every hour. 538. All four verses.
I need.
motivate, we'll rejoice and be glad in it. Lift us up, open our hearts and minds, help us to march forward proudly and boldly, Father, for make us have the confidence of a soldier. Help us to just follow your lead and obey your commands and move forward in the battle each day. Lift us up, Father, make us more than we ever thought we could be. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen.